This is a true story taken from an actual medical file.
Serious illness is recognizable, but minor disorders merge imperceptibly into normality, and where the line is to be drawn is merely a matter of opinion. All doctors know that physical diseases can affect the brain. In fact, a patient who is delirious at the onset of a fever may be turned temporarily insane. Similarly, acute intoxication from alcohol can be said to have the same effect. More lasting brain damage can be brought about by poisoning from alcohol, or mercury or lead. And degeneration of arteries in the brain with restricted blood flow is one of the commonest causes of mental deficiency in middle and old age. And that's the topic for my story tonight, which I've called The Mind of Mrs. Stone.
Medical File. Factual stories of the men and women whose vigilance guards our lives. A reconstruction of clinical case histories, step by step, with the doctors who were there. Medical File.
Mrs. Stone's condition first came to my attention through her son, whom I met at a party after the opening night of a play in which he was appearing in London, although it wasn't until some time later that he actually came to see me for advice. Mr. and Mrs. Stone, an elderly couple in their late 60s, were an ordinary middle-class couple living in Finchley, a suburb of North London. Mrs. Stone was a woman with a weak constitution, but a determined will not to give way to illness. She was also prone to worrying unnecessarily. Some years earlier, Mr. Stone had sustained a severe coronary, and it was due to her unswerving efforts that he lived through it, with the result that her own health suffered. And she was finally told by her doctor that she was suffering from angina, an unpleasant condition, but with due care and attention, one which can be controlled sufficiently to allow the patient to lead a reasonably active life. But Mrs. Stone unfortunately worried so much about her condition that she impeded rather than aided it.
We don't mind, we don't test the people, so you needn't worry. Everybody can have a place tonight.
Morning, Mrs. Stone. How are you today?
The dinner? Tis cold, yes. All right, Ira? Oh, mustn't grumble, I suppose.
All right, love. What can I get you?
Oh, what's your name?
What's name? Oh, Spuds. How many? £5 package?
Yes, thanks.
What else?
£2 of beetroot.
£2 beetroot?
Here. Wait a minute. What's that you're giving me?
A beetroot?
Well, I never asked for that.
Yes, you did. £2 of beetroot, you said.
I never. I said beetroot.
Well, that's what I'm giving you, beetroot.
No, you're not. Beetroot. Beetroot over there. Look. That's what I want. That's beetroot.
Well, it's tomatoes, love.
Well, that's right. That's what I asked for.
Sorry, love, you never did. Beetroot's what you said.
Beetroot? Hmm. No, Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
You all right, Mrs. Stone?
No, I feel funny. Sort of a... Could I sit down for a minute?
Of course. Mary? Fetch a chair, will you? Glad you're not feeling well.
Don't know what's the matter with me. Same thing happened in the shoe shop. I went into some shops and...
Did you say shoe shop, love?
Shoe. Oh, no. Oh, dear, I'm going out of my mind.
Oh, here's a chair now. Oh. You sit down quietly for a while and Mary make a nice cup of tea, won't you, Mary?
I want to go home. I want to go home.
Yes, love, but have a cup of tea first and I'll take it. Mary can look after the shop.
I want Harry.
Well, I'm here, love.
No, Harry, my husband.
Yes, she's a bit confused. Come back to tea. All right, let me have a tea. I feel all right, love.
Of course, I knew they meant to kill me, but when Croker walked up to his car just now, he saw it start up. Start up? Oh, what is it? Oh, yes. He saw it start up all by itself. Blast. I'll never learn these lines. 727-2805.
Is that you,
Kev? Oh, hello, Dad.
Busy, are you?
Well, I was just going through my lines. What is it?
Mum.
Hmm?
Your mother, she's not well.
Well, I know she's not well. She's not been well for years. What is it now?
Well, I'm not sure, but she's... can you come over?
Now?
Well, soon.
Well, can't you tell me what it is over the phone, Dad?
Well, she's in a bit of a state. She wants to see you.
All right, all right. I'll be over. Let's see, what's the time now? Look, give me an hour.
Well, thanks, Kev. Sorry to bother you.
All right, no bother. See you. Bye. Lighter than I thought. How's Mum?
She's lying down. Come in here, I want to talk to you. That's
right. And what's all the secrecy?
Well, I'm worried.
I can see that. What's happened?
And your mother's not well.
Well, I know that. For goodness sake, get to the point, Dad.
Well, I would if I knew what the point was. She's acting funny. She has been for some time. Of course, you're too busy to come over, so you don't know.
Oh, never mind all that. How do you mean, funny?
Well, she seems, how can I put it? Confused. Nothing she means seems to come out right. When she talks, I mean.
Well, she's always rambled on a bit.
Yeah, but that's not what I mean. When she talks, she gets all her words mixed up. She calls things by the wrong names. She started calling me Kevin. And these attacks.
What attacks?
Well, it's as though she's suffocating. Can't get her breath. Terrible pain in her throat and chest.
But, Dad, you know that's her angina. Have you called the doctor?
She won't see him. Says he can't do anything for her. Just give her pills that don't make any difference. You know, make any better.
Well, it won't, will it? Angina is a condition you have to learn to live with. Where is she?
I told you she's lying down.
All right, I'll pop in.
Would you like some tea?
That'll be nice. Bring it in, will you?
Come in. Oh, hello, son.
Are you not too good?
Oh, I had another of my attacks.
So I believe. Have you been taking your pills?
Oh, they don't do no good.
Well, of course they don't if you don't take them. You were given those pills to take before an attack came on. Now, why don't you take them?
Well, how do I know when I'm going to have an attack? That's daft.
You don't. But you know what's likely to bring one on? Housework, walking uphill, going shopping. That's when you should take them, before you do anything that requires effort. I can't believe that the doctor hasn't told you all this.
Oh, he has.
Well, then.
I forget.
Then you've no right to forget.
Well, I've got other things to think about.
Like what? Whether I'm eating properly? Oh. Whether Dad's wearing clean socks? Whether you should have steak for supper or fish fingers? You worry about trivialities, Mum.
Oh.
And it's not helping you get
better. Now, don't you start. Your father's always bullying me, shouting and carrying on. I can't stand it.
All right. Now, don't get yourself in a state. We're only trying to chivvy you along.
Well, I don't need chivvy. I've had it. I'm done for.
Now, what does that mean?
Promise me something, son. If anything should happen to me, you'll look after your father for me.
Now, what kind of talk is that? Nothing's going to happen to you. You're good for years yet. What you need is a good holiday.
Oh, we can't afford it.
But I can.
No, I'm not taking money from you.
Now, will you listen to someone else for a change, Mum? You're taking a holiday and I'm paying for it. Now, Dad's making some tea. Do you want a cup?
Please. Oh, you're not going.
No, I'm not going yet. I'll just tell Dad to fetch another cup. Then I'll be back.
Oh. Just made it. Do you want it in there?
Have you got a cup for Mum?
Yes.
Just a minute. I want a word with you, Dad.
What's it, Kev?
What's all this about being confused? She seems perfectly coherent to me. Just a bit low, that's all.
Well, that's because you're here.
I don't know. Whenever you're around, she seems to perk up. Now, with me, she gets all Oh, I don't know. I can't do anything with her at times.
How about trying to be a little gentler,
What?
You're a cantankerous old devil at times, you know.
Yeah.
I know you mean well, but Mum's a sensitive soul. She needs careful handling. And I think you frighten her.
What do you mean?
Now, don't start getting all uppity with me. It used to be the same with me. Till I realized your bark was worse than it.
This is true. I don't know when.
Fred, slow down a bit, will you? We're supposed to be relaxing, not doing a 10-mile route march.
Oh, sorry, Peter. You're feeling a bit pooped, are you?
Wouldn't mind sitting down for a bit.
Right.
Oh, my aunt, doing 19 to the dozen. What's come all this way for?
Well, I thought the fresh air do you good.
Fresh air we can get sitting outside the hotel.
Yeah, but, I mean, look at the scenery.
Oh, blow the scenery. Oh, just fair not me out. All this walking.
The beach and into the car, after which he drove them back to their hotel, where Mrs. Stone was quickly put to bed. A doctor was called immediately, but by the time he'd arrived, the symptoms had abated somewhat, leaving Mrs. Stone in an exhausted state and with a throbbing headache. Mr. Stone anxiously awaited the doctor's verdict on his wife's condition.
How is she, Doctor?
Well, she's in a highly exhausted state. Her blood pressure is up and she complains of violent head pain.
Yes.
But I've given her something for that. But these other symptoms she mentioned...
Gone?
Yes. It's difficult to know how to treat a patient without any sign of the illness. Oh, please, don't misunderstand me. I didn't for one moment suggest your wife is shamming. She has angina, you say?
Yes. You've had it for some time.
Yes, well, I suppose that would account for her unusually high blood pressure and these attacks, too. Forgive me, Mr. Stone, but your wife seems a little incoherent.
Oh,
is this usual? I mean, she seems to ramble, become confused. Well, quite frankly, she isn't making a great deal of sense. And she kept asking for someone called Kevin.
It's our son.
I see. Tell me, has your wife ever suffered from any mental illness?
What are you suggesting, Doctor? That my wife...
I'm asking, Mr. Stone. Has she?
No. She's a great warrior, though. I mean, there were silly things. You know, she got all upset about this new decimal currency. For weeks, she wouldn't even go out to the shops, you know.
I see.
Then there's our son, Kevin. I mean, my money's nearly 40 now. She still imagines him like a little boy. Oh, she worries over him something shocking, you know what I mean.
Yes, well, worry, of course, isn't the greatest tonic for someone in your wife's condition.
No.
Well, very well, Mr. Stone. Let your wife rest for a couple of days, then I suggest you get her home to her own doctor. Now, if you'll give me his name and address, I'll drop him a line.
Mr. Stone took the doctor's advice, cutting their holiday short by 2 weeks. After a visit from their own doctor, Mr. Stone spoke to his son, now preparing to take over the leading role in a West End thriller, asking him to call on them as soon as he was able.
Oh, Kev, good. I'm glad you've made it.
Yes, well, I'm sorry I couldn't make it sooner, but we're up to our eyes down at the theatre.
Well, never mind. You're here now.
I don't know why you had the phone taken out.
Well, I couldn't afford it.
I'll pay.
You've got enough to pay for.
And what happens when you leave me in a hurry? Keep popping out to the phone box? Where's Mum?
She's in the garden. Go on in.
How is she?
Well, I
don't just stand there stammering. How is she?
Oh, she better.
How better?
Oh, I don't know, Kev. Some days she's better, some days she's not so good. Today she seems okay,
only what?
Well, it's very difficult talking to her.
I see.
You know, it's got to the stage now where she'll hardly meet people. Except the ones she knows well, like Mr. and Mrs. Jeffers. The shops? No, not the shops. I have to go. It's no joke, you know. I'm no youngster, and working at my age, I'm whacked by the time I get in. And shopping on top of all that, well...
Someone has to do it, Dad. Can't you get it delivered?
Oh, well, I never thought of that.
No. It seems to me you're only thinking of yourself right now.
What?
Mum's the one supposed to be ill. And remember, it was nursing you and getting you fit that's caused her to...
Now, what are you trying to say? It's me who's made her the way she is? Well, I never...
It's not exactly, but... You know she's right. You are inclined to bully and be short-tempered.
Well, she drives me up the wall sometimes. I mean, I try to help her, and all she does is snap at me.
How do you try to help?
Well, I mean, like when she gets a word wrong, and then I tell her about it.
I can imagine how you tell her.
Well, you want to try coping with her.
I do, perfectly well.
Yes, I noticed that. Twist around your little finger, you can. Do anything for you. But me? Oh, no. I'm only her husband.
Oh, don't be absurd, Dad. You're sounding like a jealous schoolboy. I know you have her interests at heart. I know that you firmly believe that a person is helped greatest by helping themselves. But with Mum, you have to guide her gently, not give her a thumping great shove in the back.
All right. You go and talk to her. And perhaps you'll see what I'm up against.
Okay. In the garden, you said?
Yes. Doing a bit of weeding.
Right, you might put the kettle on.
What do you think I am, the tea boy? That's all I seem to do when you come here.
Oh, stop grumbling and get on with it.
Kevin. Hello, son.
Hello, Mum. How are you?
Shouldn't be doing this, I suppose. Knocks me up. Bending and that.
Well, leave it for now. Let's sit down. Come on. I want to talk to you.
Well, bring them gardening things over and we can sit on them.
Gardening? Oh, the garden chairs, you mean?
Yeah, that's it. Bring them over.
There we are. Well, you're looking well. Caught the sun, I think. Did you like Cornwall?
Oh, it was lovely. Shame we had to come back. But Dad wasn't well.
I thought it was you.
That's right. You're going to eat?
What, now?
No silly thing. Later, when we have our breakfast.
Oh, I shan't be stopping overnight, Mum.
Of course not. But you'll have a bit of breakfast.
Just a minute, Mum. You mean dinner, don't you?
That's right.
I see. Yes, all right. I'll have a bit of dinner with you. What are you having?
Well, we've got... I can't remember.
Meat or fish?
Yes.
Which?
Meat. No, fish. Nice bit of fish. Kevin brought it when he came back from his games.
Yes. Dad told me he'd been doing the shopping lately. All right, I'll have some fish, but no potatoes.
Just potatoes?
No, I don't want potatoes.
That's right. But you'll have some potatoes.
Mum, I said I don't want potatoes. I just want fish, not potatoes.
Oh, did I say... Oh, dear. I'm getting worse.
No, you're not, Mum. You're just not thinking what you're saying. Now, if you just concentrate, you'll get it right.
I don't know what's happening to me lately. Nothing comes the way I mean it.
Well, there's no point getting into a state about it. Now, just relax and think calmly before you speak.
It's him.
Who?
Your father. He gets me all muddled up. Keeps shouting at me when I get it wrong. He gets me all muddled.
Yes, I've talked to him about that. But he's not really shouting at you. He only wants to help you, Mum.
I'm fed up with him. One of his days he'll come home and find me with maid in the larder.
Now what are you talking
him
about?
Him. Making me want to kill myself.
You don't want to do that in the larder.
Oh, no, I mean the gas oven.
Mum, you don't have a gas oven.
Oh, in the bus, then.
Under a bus. And you're just being silly. Now tell me what the doctor said.
I'm going to change him.
Why?
Don't like.
But you've been going to him for years.
I know. He never does no good. Now, Mrs. Well, you know, Erwood lives up the road.
No, I don't know. Who do you mean?
Oh, you know, Mrs. Thing. What's her name? You know.
Mrs. Jeffers?
Mrs. Jeffers. Well, she's got what I've gotten. Her doctor teacher are marvellous.
All right, Mum. You do that.
All right, tee up now.
Oh, you may tea. I better wash. I shall be long.
She's worse than I expected. When did it always start?
Oh, it's just a few days ago. Just after we got back from Cornwall.
I see.
Kev, do you think she's,
To be quite honest, Dad, I don't know what to think.
She's a terrible worry to me.
Yes, I understand. Tell you what I'll do. There's a friend of mine, a doctor.
Yes?
He seems very knowledgeable. I think I'll have a word with him. Do you think she'll see him if I make an appointment?
Well, if you ask if she will.
All right. First thing in the morning, I'll give him a buzz.
So Kevin Stone came to see me that morning to explain about his mother. I didn't promise I could help, but I arranged to examine her. And a couple of days later, I got him to call on me again.
Good morning, Doctor.
Oh, come in, Kevin. Do sit down.
Thank you.
Now.
That sounds ominous.
Oh, there's no call for alarm. Your mother is suffering from atherosclerosis associated with atheroma.
Sorry, Doctor, I'm afraid I don't...
Atherosclerosis is commonly known as hardening of the arteries. An atheroma is a deposit of greasy material, usually cholesterol, in the lining of an artery. This causes a deficiency of oxygenated blood flowing to the heart, which is known as angina. Actually, it's a little more complicated than that. But for the purposes of this discussion, I think that's enough to illustrate my point. This feeling of suffocation that your mother sustains from time to time is a condition often associated with angina.
Yes, but her mental condition?
Hardening of the arteries.
I don't see how...
You see, the brain requires an ample supply of oxygen to function efficiently. Oxygen is conveyed to the brain and other vital organs of the body by way of the main arteries. Now, if these arteries are impaired in any way, these organs can't do their work effectively. And in your mother's case, certain brain cells are being affected by a diminished supply of oxygenated blood.
I see. Can she be cured?
I'm afraid not. However, the condition can be greatly helped by the use of certain drugs, which, of course, I have prescribed.
Will she die?
Eventually. Probably from old age. She could go on for 20 years with this condition. On the other hand, she could have a coronary, if she doesn't take care of herself.
And will she eventually become... I hate using the word... insane?
Good heavens, no. Insanity is something quite different. Her memory may continue to deteriorate, but as long as she's aware of her limitation and she's surrounded by persons who are sympathetic to her condition, well, there's no reason to suppose she won't continue to enjoy a happy, useful, and reasonably active life.
Thank you, Doctor. It certainly eased my mind.
Will she become insane? People are only too happy to jump on that bandwagon. No doubt in the 19th century, Mrs. Stone would eventually have been classified as insane and spent the remainder of her life in a mental institute. We can thank heaven now that we live in a more enlightened age, where medical science continues to progress to the benefit of mankind and the peace of mind of people such as Mrs. Stone.
Medical File, the documented story of the men and women who in hospitals, research centers, and lonely surgeries guard our lives. Listen again next week for another true story from Medical File.